Before we start our first lab, I would like to tell you a little bit about the workbook we will be using. The first thing I would like to point out is that the workbook contains a very large amount of material. Far more than you could ever handle in a single semester. What you are supposed to do is choose the experiments and activities that you want to do within a certain framework, of course. Part of my job is to help you make your choices. Next, I would like to mention that in each workbook chapter there are usually two subsections. The first is called experiments and the second is called activities. In the experiment section, the workbook gives full instructions for all the experiments, including alternate procedures to the procedure you wish. There are plenty of equipment available. In the activity section, you will find suggestions for projects that you can do on your time. You will see that there are usually no detailed instructions for the activities. You are supposed to do them your own way. If there are no questions, let's turn to chapter 1 now.